Worship your holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I will worship your holy name. Heart of worship. Coming back to the heart of worship. When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of a word that'll bless your heart. I'll bring you more than
hallelujah.
For a song in itself is not what you have required. Lord, you searched much deeper within to the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Lord, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. As the musicians keep playing that song, may we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, the altar of life, the giver of every good gift, we bless your name this morning, Father. We worship you, O God. We are thankful this morning to be in your presence. The Bible says where there are two or three gathered in your name, Lord, you are there in the midst to bless. Oh God, we've gathered this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. May you bless us this morning. May you encourage our faith this morning. May you strengthen us this morning. For we are sons and daughters of God. Oh, Father, we see that there are angels all around this morning, for we are standing on holy ground. May you speak to our hearts, oh God. May the Holy Ghost have his way this morning. We remember our precious pastor, Lord, as he's ministering in Maine this morning. We pray that the Holy Ghost will take a hold of the man of God and use him for your glory this morning. Or if there be anyone that have a need this morning, may they be liberated by the preaching of your word this morning. We bless your name, O God. May you bless the bride of Jesus Christ worldwide. Father, I commit myself into your hands. I plead this day for the blood of the Christ of God and the Holy Spirit this morning. May you take this man out of the way, Lord. Take a hold of the vessel, Lord, and use this gift to speak to your bride this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering our humble prayer this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Greet you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. May we turn in our Bibles this morning to the book of St. Mark. St. Mark chapter 11, we'll read verses 22 through 24. Mark 11, 22 through 24. Amen. And it reads thus, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, hallelujah, that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. This is God in flesh speaking. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We learn that God's word cannot pass away. That word is ironclad. So whatever he said to you will come to pass. But it's only one condition. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, you believe that you will have it. Hallelujah. I want to speak this morning on a thought. Fully surrendered. Hallelujah. Fully surrendered. That's the importance. This thing is all about you, saints. This is about God and his family. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave me this thought. I think it was this weekend, it's yesterday or so. And the prophet made a statement. Brother Branham said, a fully surrendered man is omnipotent. I was thinking about this thing, that statement the prophet made. A fully surrendered, he brought it down to you and me. A lot of times we look at God. The prophet said, God is omnipotent. But God here is speaking through his prophet, saying that a fully surrendered man is omnipotent. Hallelujah. This is a little nugget here that we should catch. We got something. We need to recognize who we are. We need to recognize what we have. A lot of times men like to put God in a distance. We put God in a distance. We believe God is omnipotent. God can do this. God can do anything. But here the prophet of God, we learn that the prophet of God is the voice of God. A prophet is the authority of the kingdom of God on earth. So we learn that a prophet does not speak his mind. He speaks the mind of God. So when a prophet stands in authority and says, thus said the Lord, and speaks a word, it's not the man. It's the anointing. He's saying here in authority, a fully surrendered man is omnipotent. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at that word, surrender. I look it up and it means to yield to the power, control, or possession of another upon compulsion or demand. When someone surrendered, he's yielding. He's yielding to the higher power. That word also means to give up completely. Hallelujah. Or agree to forego, especially in favor of another. I surrender all. We are giving up completely. We talk about how before the foundation of the world, God dwelt alone with his thoughts. And God's thoughts was eternal. And the prophet said, the thoughts of God, let me put it this way, bypass the word body, came into flesh to be tested. We know that when you were born, there was a seed gene of God on the inside that was hungering for God, the seed of Abraham. So when the word of God came across, the pure word, when that word struck that seed surrendered. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Cambridge Dictionary, that word surrender means to stop fighting and admit defeat. It It says here, if you surrender to an experience or emotion, you stop trying to prevent or control it. When you surrender, stop fighting that seed. The prophet said, a man that is born of a woman, the scripture says, is of a few days and full of trouble. But a man that is born of God is eternal. That's the surrendered man. You see, God elected you to be conformed to the image of Christ. You were elected to surrender. A man can only fully surrender to God if he was a part of God. Brother Branham says, we see this message because we were ordained to see it. So in order for you to see this message and surrender to it, you were ordained to do that. Because Jesus said, no man can come unless my Father draws him. But that's a purpose for which you ought to surrender. The prophet is saying here, a fully surrendered man is omnipotent. The Bible says Christ started not robbery to be equal with God. He was fully surrendered to God's will. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. Surrender. Let go. Stop fighting. You see, God is the professional. Let's put it this way. When you have a plumbing problem at home, you can't fix the problem. So you hire a professional. Now when a professional comes to do the work, you're not standing there wondering or trying to tell him what to do. You can relax. You see? Because you fully surrender to the thought that the professional will fix the problem. So you can relax. As far as you know, the problem is solved. So if you get a call from a family member or a friend, it's like, what's going on? How's the problem? You'd be like, oh, it's all taken care of. Because of the fact that you have the professional. In your mind, you've surrendered that the man knows what he's doing. So you surrender to him. You give him control to solve the problem so you can relax. Because you have faith in that professional. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. God is the professional here. He's in charge of your life. So whatever your need is, if you can fully surrender to that authority, he'll take care of it. Then you can relax. Fully surrendered. I got a biblical definition of that word. It says here, to surrender in spirituality and religion means that a believer completely, mark that word, completely gives up his own will and subjects his thoughts, ideas, and deeds to the will and teaching of a higher power. Fully surrendered. We sing the song, he's got it all in control. But the problem is we're not letting him. You got the plumber, but you want to tell the plumber what to do. So you are hindering him. You're slowing the process down. You're trying to tell him how to put the pipes, how to connect this. If you knew that in the first place, why did you hire him? If you can control your life, then why did you give your life to Christ? fully surrendered. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. That's a secret. Let go and let God have his way. Last week we spoke about faith. When you have a need, you have to release your faith. He is the champion. He's the one that will fight for you. So you got to release him. When David thirsted for water, when those mighty Gentile warriors fought their way, David never went with them. He just expressed his desire. And then the warriors went forth to get the water. He surrendered his desire to let them do, hallelujah, what they got to do. This is interesting what the prophet said. Fully surrendered. A believer completely gives up his own will and subjects his thoughts and ideas and deeds to the will and the teaching of a higher power. Surrender also means a willful acceptance and yielding to or dominating force and your will. You surrender your will to a dominating force. Supreme authority. The prophet said, a fully surrendered man is omnipotent. We looked at the word surrender. Now let's look at the word omnipotent. We went through this before. It means having unlimited power, able to do anything. The professional knows what he's doing. So you have to have faith in his credentials to be able to surrender. To let somebody have control, you have to recognize the authority they have. Sometimes it's by force. Let's say in World War II, what happened? Those that surrendered had no choice. Because the power they had to surrender to was more stronger than what they had. It's to submit your will. Fully omnipotent. Having unlimited power. Able to do anything. The Webster Dictionary says omnipotent means one who has unlimited power or authority. That's the one who's omnipotent. Brother Branham said, God is omnipotent. He said, now I have a comment written here. Now a fully surrendered man, the prophet said, is omnipotent. Hallelujah. That's one. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. That's what the prophet said. Then he's also saying God is omnipotent. We see God is omnipotent, but then we also see a surrendered man, a fully surrendered man is also omnipotent. This is the prophet. The prophet said, when two omnipotents meet, hallelujah, the miraculous takes place. God is omnipotent, and a fully surrendered man is omnipotent. Omnipotent means unlimited power. So one is unlimited power, and the other one is submitting and yielding his will to this unlimited power. So when a man is fully surrendered to unlimited power, he becomes a part of this unlimited power. So when these two omnipotent meet, the miraculous takes place. Brother Branham said, God is supernatural. And where God is, the supernatural is. That's who God is. He can't help it. If we want to tap into the supernatural, then we must fully surrender, yield ourselves to the professional. We got to come in line. We got to come in a channel. You see, there are two dimensions. Let me put it this way. You got a natural dimension, that's where we at. Then you have the supernatural dimension. The supernatural dimension is unlimited power. So the natural dimension is a lower form of power. Now when that natural dimension steps into supernatural, supernatural takes place. See? A fully surrendered man. The Lord is bringing our attention to something. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. It's all about you. God is still trying to get his sons and daughters to recognize who they are. We're not regular folks. You see, man is a supernatural being. When God created man, the Bible says God created man in his image. That was a spirit man, a supernatural man. But man could only contact the earth because he was spirit. So God formed a body out of the dust of the earth and took that supernatural man for one purpose. To contact the earth. That's why God created a body. So he took that supernatural being and placed him in the form of man to contact the earth. And he placed five senses in the body. But the body is just the house you live in. But you are a supernatural being. Omnipotent, unlimited power. Now when you have an ocean, if you take a spoon of the water of the ocean, everything in that ocean is in that spoon. It's just in a limited form. So if you are a part of God, God, the fullness of God, he's supreme power. But when you come from God, everything that's in that power is in that portion. But what limits man is the body. But in order for man to tap into that supernatural, he's got to surrender what he is to that, hallelujah, to that supreme power. We read in Mark 11. Let me read it again. Mark 11, 22. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. We talk about faith as a substance. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he will. If you believe, if you surrender your will to the will of God, whatsoever you say, we talk about Elisha. Elisha believed that whatever he touched was blessed. His faith rested on that. He submitted his will to the supernatural power, the will of God. The angel of the Lord told the prophet, he said, if you can get the people to believe you, this is a natural man. If you can get the people to submit to what you say, not even cancer will stand before you. Fully surrendered. A man that is fully surrendered is omnipotent. That's the only condition. He didn't say you have to be this or you have to be that. You have to know this. You have to. He said a fully surrendered man. Just submit yourself to God. You become omnipotent, unlimited. You can do anything. You can accomplish anything if you just submit. Amen. It's that simple. Hallelujah. When two omnipotents meet, look at the way God is looking at you. You look at God, you see God is omnipotent, unlimited. When God looks at you, he sees you omnipotent, unlimited. By summation, that's the condition. You can do it. I can do it. Just to submit your will, to yield yourself to God. Only believe all things are possible. All things. If you can only believe it. Submission. Paul said, I'm fully persuaded. I give myself over. Look at Abraham. We talked about Abraham. A man that could not have children. 100-year-old man having a baby. That is not possible according to science. But because he submitted his will to the word of God, it happened. Two omnipotents meet, the miraculous takes place. Supreme power overrides anything. A fully surrendered man. Think about it. It's just a simple statement of prophet made. A fully surrendered man. This message is more than what we think it is. We need to tap into what we have. God has given us these things. We need to start exercising the stuff. You don't need to wait on anybody to do it for you. You have the right. You have the authority to do so. But God is showing you the pattern how to do it. How do you get to using this authority? Just surrender yourself. Fully surrender. You cannot bluff this one. You got to come with the deepest of sincerity. You got to mean business with. If you take God at his word, God will show. He says, stand still to Israel through Moses and see the salvation of the Lord. Moses told him, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sit back and let the professional fix the pipe. Let the plumber do his job. God will work the prophecies as we follow his laws and instruction. They are spiritual laws. We need to understand how these laws work, to apply these laws. The blessing is there, but you need to know how the thing works. You have your car outside. You need to know how the car works. How do you get the thing started? How can you get it to go forward or backward? There's a process. There's a law. If you don't know the law, the car will sit there and won't do you no good. You need to understand how the thing works to benefit from it. Everything we have need of, God has given it to us, but we need to know the channel. That's why God is trying to get us to recognize the channel. God wants to bless you. You are blessed people. But we need to know how to tap into this blessing. We talk about it, we preach about it, we rejoice about it, but we need to actually experience the thing. Christianity is reality. A fully surrendered man. Simple statement. Jesus told the disciples, they were not even yet converted, but he was showing them a principle. It's a spiritual law. There are spiritual laws. You're already blessed. Just think about it. Everything you have need of, God's already given it to you. But the problem we're having, we don't know how to access these blessings. The blessing is already there. Everything the prophet said was appropriated in Calvary. When Christ died, everything, all redemptive power, blessing, everything was theirs. He's given it to us. But there are laws. We in the natural, we work by laws. If I say stand, if I say church stand, you need your legs to stand. That's a law. If I say raise your hands, you have to raise your hands. You understand what I'm saying? We do this stuff every day. Just like we have natural laws, there are spiritual laws. A lot of time we mess out because we do not understand the spiritual laws. The laws are there, but we need to know how to apply these laws to get the result. We spoke about the water. We talk about your faith. The water is there, but that's a law. The thing has a lever. The water is already there. You can go to that water fountain and scream out, water, water. You will never get water. You're staring at the water, but you can't access it. But if you understand how the lever works, you can just get water as much as you want. Bring in the spirit is the same thing. The blessing is already there. The thing you desire, you already have it. But you don't know how to access. So you're staring the thing in the face, but you can't access it. Because you don't know how to operate the law. You see? But as far as God is concerned, he's already given it to you. Just think about it. Christianity is not about being religious. It's nice to shout. It's nice to go to church and we do all this. It's wonderful. But we need to benefit. Peter asked Jesus. He said, Lord, I'm just paraphrasing. We who left our families and everything to follow you. In other words, what's in it for us? That's a genuine question. Peter is a guy who doesn't pull back anything. What's on his mind, he'll let you know. Whether he's wrong or right, doesn't matter. Jesus said, if you follow me, he said, in this life, he talked about the blessings you will receive and inherit the kingdom. So there are benefits. We're not just Christians for the name's sake. God has given us benefits. We are natural people. We're in this natural life. We have to get natural blessings, natural benefits. We don't have to wait to get in the rapture before we see the benefits. The benefits are here now. You see? But we need to know how to access the thing. It's not that God will give it to you. He already given it to you, but you got to access it. When the mighty angel came down in Revelation, he came down with a book. But he told John, take the book. John had a part to play. He said, I sat before you an open door. And no man can shut it because God maintains the door. The door is open to you, but you got to walk through the door. He gave the land to Israel, but they had to go take it. See? What God does one time, he does always. The message is simple. We complicate this thing. We blow the thing out. That's how man does. We magnify the thing. We make it bigger than what it is. God is condescending to man. We push God way up there. The prophet talked about how God is not millions of miles. He's right here. He's here now in another dimension. But we put God way far away. You see, that's man. We need to understand spiritual principles. You were here because God elected you. That's why you're here. It's got nothing to do with prophecy. You're out of the picture altogether. It's all God. See, the disciples, when they were in the boat, when Jesus calmed the storm, they said, what manner of man is this? They couldn't understand spiritual principles. But after Pentecost, the same man I was wondering stood there and said, silver and gold have I none, but I give what I have unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. He understood spiritual principles. So when he understood that, now he started applying these things. If you look in the scriptures, those people said, we know that these men are ignorant and unlearned. But we see that they've been with Jesus. Because they were manifesting the life of Christ. They were not just talking about it. Paul said the preaching of the gospel is not word only. It's power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. You're actually exercising the thing. If you lay hands on the sick will recover. You. He didn't say if God lay hands on you. You're the believer. You're the elect. If you lay hands on the sick will recover. It's got to recover. Spiritual laws. If a car was meant to run on gas, if you put gas in the tank and you start that thing, it must start. Because that's a law. It was made to run on gas.
So you have to understand to get gas in the tank. The gas is there, but you need to take the gas and put it in the tank. Then the car will start. It'll happen every time. See, we have everything we need, but we need to know how to access a fully surrendered man. So it's up to the individual. That's why two people can be in the seat. One person can receive supernatural, the next person nothing. Because that man knows how to surrender. It's not that he's better than his friend, but he knows a secret. He understands the principle, spiritual principles. Even for healing, the prophet said, right mental attitude towards any promise will bring it to pass. The prophet is not speaking his mind. We talk about Malachi 4, we're not speaking of Brother Brenner. We're speaking of that anointing that came upon the prophet. Brother Brown was the vessel that God used. So when he spoke, he wasn't speaking his mind. That's the mind of God. I like to go to the analogy of I talk about the lily. When the angel of the Lord grew the lily. Brother Brown was in the pulpit. Now the people standing in the pulpit could only see Brother Branham. But when the camera took the picture, there was something greater than Brother Branham was there. You see? So now the people looking, the thing is, Brother Branham, no, it's not. It's the angel of the Lord. You see? Fully surrender. It's a secret. God is showing you the secret so you can access your blessing that's already there. A fully surrendered man, individual, is omnipotent. Let me read one quote. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the message, the Patmos Vision, Brother Brown preached his message in 1960. Hallelujah. He said, man is omnipotent. You don't believe that, but he is. A man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. I'll read it again. This is your prophet speaking. Hallelujah. Man is omnipotent. He said, you don't believe that, but he is. A man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. Brother Roger, you are omnipotent. If you fully surrender, Brother Claude, to God, you become omnipotent. This is the voice of God speaking. We're living way below our privilege. We are more than what we think we are. We are more than what we see ourselves. Because a lot of times we look at performance. How good I can live, how well I can try to be holy and be righteous. Sometimes we define ourselves by those things. It's wonderful, but it's beyond that. It's not based on your performance. It's election. What you are, you already are. Brother Brown said you are always a Christian. The day you believe, that's the day you recognize, but you already was. It's not your believing that made you a Christian, but you were a Christian. That's why you could believe. You see the truth? You see how man looks at a thing? We look at it differently. Man is trying to work himself to God. Man never goes after God as God is always coming after man. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. This whole message is based on this one quote. Hallelujah. He said, did not he say, speaking of Jesus, in Mark 11:22, whatsoever things you say, and don't doubt in your heart, it'll come to pass. You can have what you've said. He said, what happens when two omnipotents meet? When God and man comes together, two omnipotent, look how he's describing man. What happened when two omnipotents meet? He said, when God and man, so he's calling man omnipotent, and he's calling God omnipotent. When two omnipotents meet, Something's got to shake. It's a principle. When two omnipotents meet, something's got to shake. The devil can't stop it. We got to recognize who we are and what we got. We need to change our thinking. Change the way we look at ourselves. Look at your position. You have a position. You see, when a man becomes president, let's say president of the United States, it's not so much of the man. The man's just an ordinary man that runs for office. But when he gets elected president, once he steps into the office, that's not the same man. Now he's in authority. Before the man became president, you can just say, hi, what's up, whatever. But when he becomes president, you can't do that no more. You can't even just go towards the man. Because now he's in authority, he's in position. See the difference? You got to recognize your position. You have a position in Christ. Now that position in Christ has power. It's not just an empty position. Son of God, daughter of God, it's not just a mere position. It's an authoritative position. So when God ordains you and puts you in that position, you become omnipotent. People might see, say, oh, Brother Mark. But when God looks down, he sees Abraham's seed. You understand? A lot of times we look at the flesh. Go beyond the flesh and look at your position. You need to recognize your position. Because your position is your power. A lot of times we don't recognize our position. We look at the flesh, man. This guy is unconverted, your flesh. You need to look beyond the flesh. But Brian got to the place where he realized, oh, I'm not the sons of Charles and Ella Brenham. I'm a son of God. You see, there are two yous, the supernatural you and the natural you. Stop focusing on the natural you. Start looking at the supernatural you. Because the supernatural you is eternal. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. These are not empty words. You can try it. Just apply it. Start doing it. Start getting into the presence of God and surrender your will and yourself to God. See what happens. This is what the prophet says, not my words. When two omnipotents meet, something's got to shake. He said, whatever you say with the creative powers of omnipotence of God, knowing that he's promised it, and he said it in his word, it creates a power that goes out yonder and brings the things to pass. You operate in the power of God. You see, in order to operate the power of God, you got to get into the channel. The power of God is there for you to operate. But if you don't get into the channel, you can never operate. You may talk about it, you may preach about it, but you can never operate until you get in the channel. It's a spiritual principle. God is trying to get us into the channel. When he talked about the 25,000 that got healed for one prayer. He said it created an atmosphere and they stepped into it. 25,000, one prayer, he 25,000 people. Omnipotence. God has made his power available for us to operate. Because we are supernatural beings. But we need to start by saying that. It's very important for you. If you don't recognize your position, you can come to church service after service. You will be in the same condition. You will go through the same things. You see, God gave Israel the land in the first Exodus. Those who stepped into the channel took the land. Those who didn't believe died in the wilderness. But the land was theirs. That's how God operates. These things are principles. Church is not what we think it is, the way we look at church, religion. Somebody pray for me, if the person has faith, you know, God put his anointing on this man, and it's only the man. No, it doesn't work that way. It's your faith. It's your own faith. The prophet was trying to teach us these things. The prophet was just the wave sheaf that God was showing the rest of the crop. Listen, the way this one came to maturity, every one of you are going to come to the same place. God was demonstrating to you through this ministry of Malachi 4 what your position and authority is. So when the first crop comes to maturity, the rest of the crop will come to maturity because they are all crop to begin with. You see? That's what all this preaching is about. When the bride realizes who she is. God sent this original word to take away amnesia so you can recognize your position. That's why Job went through all that stuff. Bring him to perfection. A fully surrendered man. That's the secret, right? It's so simple. You can do it. All you got to do is just give your will over. If I tell you something, if I said tell you, if you go outside, there's a car there for you. All you got to do is just believe me or don't believe me. It's just simple. You don't have to do. You don't have to shout, carry on. You just believe. You can believe or you don't believe it. If I tell you Stop and Shop is giving out free chicken. If you believe it, you go there, you get your free chicken. It's that simple. You don't have to go do research. It's just believe or non-believe. It's simple. You either believe my testimony or you don't. If I was working at Stop and Shop and I'm the manager there and I come in and tell you, hey, we're giving out free chicken, you won't believe me because of my position. The first thing we'll look at, he works at Stop and Shop. He's a manager, so what he's saying, based on his position, his credential, it must be true. So based on what my position is, you're going to go to Stop and Shop and find out. Because you believe me because of who I am. The position, you see what I'm saying? The position I have. So when God says something, you believe God based on who he is. We see the prophet represents God. God has come down and vindicated this ministry with his own presence to show that this is not Will and Branham. It's me. It's I. A word prophet. So when he's saying something, he's not speaking his mind. He's speaking the mind of God. Present tense. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. He said, what happens when two omnipotents meet? When God and man comes together, two omnipotents, something's got to shake. Whatsoever you say with that creative power of omnipotence of God, knowing that he's promised it and he said it in his word, it creates a power that goes out yonder and brings the thing to pass. Things that is not. It makes them as though they are because two omnipotents have met. Things that is not. You can't even see it. That's faith. But when you fall and surrender to God's authority, that authority you surrender to will bring the thing to pass. Even though it's not there. The son wasn't there for Abraham. There was no son. They tried, there were old signs verified it. But Abraham believed what God said, and he surrendered his will to God. He became omnipotent. So when God came down, two omnipotents met. The son came forth. See? This God we're dealing with is supernatural. The things of God are simple. We need to stop complicating things. We need to really consider what we are. Really believe God, what he says about us. We take it for granted. What God says about us, sometimes we take it for granted. Because we look at our faults and our mistakes. And you judge yourself. It can't be, I don't think I'm a real believer. God is saying you're a believer, but you're looking, based on your condition, you're like, no, I don't think so. God sent the condition, and God sent you, and God said you are. But you look at the condition and say, no, I don't think so. So that decision you're taking against yourself is hindering you. That's what the devil wants. The devil tries to hinder you from tapping into your position. Because he knows when you step into your position, he's in trouble. So he hinders you by, you see what I'm saying, getting you to focus on the wrong thing. We judge ourselves a lot of times. That's why we beat ourselves up. Because we focus on the wrong thing. But that's not the way God sees you. You are omnipotent. You have unlimited, just think about it. You have unlimited power. The power God's placed it there in that position for you. But you need to step into it to operate. If you want to operate a car, you can't stand next to your car and drive it. You have to step into it. The car is the power, but you need to step into the car to operate this power. A lot of times we have the cars right there, but we're not stepping into it. You want to get to point B, you are at point A, you want to get to point B. You have not what it takes to get to point B. But you're refusing to step into the power that will get you to point B. So you stay at point A wondering. And you keep asking God, help me to get to point B. But he's already giving you what you need. You have it. All you need to do is learn to step into the thing that'll take you. You see, I'm just giving an example of what we have. The angels, just the Bible says the angel of the Lord is encamped around them. You'll have an angel, your personal bodyguard, wherever you go. He's there, he's waiting on your command. Wherever you go, your angel is with you. But he's not going to go above, you see, spiritual principles. When the president has a bodyguard, the Secret Service can only carry out their orders based on what the president said, what the leader said. The bodyguard cannot just go make us undo whatever because you're under authority. You see, the angel of the Lord is with you, but he's waiting for you to speak the words, the spiritual principle. You have the authority. He's there to carry it out, but you're not speaking. And the reason you're not speaking is because you're not recognizing the authority that you have. You see how simple the thing is? It's all about recognition. He said, because two omnipotents have met, there he stands. Oh, isn't he wonderful? God is wonderful. It's very important to recognize who we are. When you say you're a Christian, you have to recognize what that means. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. Look at Daniel. Let's start with Mary. In the garden, God promised the woman he would give the woman a seed. The prophet Isaiah prophesied, a virgin shall conceive. Now, there were so many virgins in the land. Mary was born. Mary was a virgin. But she was not the only virgin. But Mary didn't even know that she was the one. But that prophecy was hanging over Mary. That's the purpose for which she was born, to carry the Christ child. Besides, the prophecy itself didn't even make sense. How can a virgin conceive? See, to the natural, it didn't make sense, but the spiritual, it made perfect sense. Because you're dealing with supernatural. But when the angel of the Lord, the angel Gabriel, appeared to her and said, you have found favor with God, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow you. She said, how can these things be? Because it didn't make sense. There's no way you can have a child without being with your husband. But when the angel told her that the Spirit of God will overshadow you, she said, be it unto me according to your word. She submitted. See? Even though she didn't understand it, but she submitted her will to the will of God. She submitted to that supernatural power. And when she did that, God formed in her the embryo. Supernaturally. Her submission. A fully surrendered man, she became omnipotent. To carry in her womb the temple that God would dwell in. The Son of God. She submitted. She just believed the word. She didn't do nothing else. Be it unto me according to that word. That's all she said. And she submitted her will. That's all she had to do. God did the rest. The authority, the prophecy was already there. When God spoke that word, I will give you a seed. That prophecy was hanging there. The word of God cannot go out void. God's word is ironclad. Whatever God says must happen. So when God spoke that word was hanging there. And then the prophet had it right down, pick it up in the spirit and spoke it. A virgin shall conceive. And that word was still hanging there. And then Mary came forth. But at the right season. But that promise was hanging over Mary. She had no idea. Omnipotence. When two omnipotents meet, the miraculous will take place. The Hebrew boy is the same thing. They believe God's word. When he heated that fire 7 times, hotter than what it was, but they submitted. They said, we know our God is more than able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, we won't bow. So whatever the consequence, they submitted to God's will. We will not bow. When they did that, they became omnipotent. They didn't even realize it. But when they entered into the fire, God took the heat out. Oh, my. God came in the fire and took the heat out. They stepped into the power by submission. And when they did that, then God came in the trial. Same thing with Daniel. When Daniel learned by books and he saw that the time of the deliverance was near, he got desperate. He started praying. Then the king gave the order, nobody should pray. So he got in trouble for that. But Daniel submitted himself to the authority. So even the lions couldn't touch him because he was omnipotent. So when he got in the lion's den, the pillar of fire came there. Shut the mouth of the lion. It comes by submission. The prophet said the way up is down. The thing is simple. You can do it. I can do it. But sometimes the things that hold us back is we don't recognize what our position is. Sometimes we don't really believe what God is saying we are because we keep looking at our mistakes. But a fully surrendered man, the prophet said, is omnipotent. Omnipotent. Fully surrendered. If you mean business with God and get desperate enough and submit yourself to God's will, you become omnipotent. And whatever you desire will come to pass. It's that simple. Because it's a spiritual law. The law is there, but you got to apply the law. That switch is there. If I go flick up that switch now, the lights will go off. That's the law. It's got to, because that's how it was connected. That's how it was made to operate. There are spiritual laws. And we need to learn to operate these spiritual laws. The laws are there. The blessings are there, which are operated by spiritual laws. But we need to learn to tap into these spiritual laws and to operate the laws, and we'll get results. You see, the thing is simple. It's so simple. That's how those people got their healing. Only belief. The prophet said, you well? You talk to the blind man? We talk about blind man? He said, you heal. You heal. The man was still blind, but he was healed. By spiritual laws, he was healed. But he didn't know how to operate that spiritual law. So the prophet told him, just keep confessing it, because he had a Catholic background, to help him to operate his faith, the spiritual law. So he started confessing. And by confessing, it brought him into the channel. As soon as he got into the channel, boom, he got the result. But the result was there all the time. But because he didn't know how to operate the spiritual laws, so when the prophet said you were healed, he was still blind. His eyes could have opened right there. But he didn't know how to operate the spiritual law. But the prophet, being a prophet, could see in the supernatural and see the man was already healed. But it wasn't manifested to the man because he didn't know how to operate the law. So the prophet helped him. So just keep confessing it. It'll help your faith. So as he kept confessing it, it brought him into that spiritual law. And as soon as he hit that thing, boom, he got the result. But the result was there the whole time. It's the same thing with us. Whatever you had need of, at anything, you just got to get into the channel. That's the whole message of Malachi 4. We're speaking about body change. That's how the body change is already there. But you got to step into that channel to get your body change. That's the whole message. A fully surrendered man is omnipotent. May we stand, please. Musicians, please come. Very simple thought. But it's a nugget. It's a nugget. God is interested in us taking our position. Remember, we're not church people. We're sons and daughters of God. We're not just sons and daughters of God by name only. But God has given us substance. God has given us this power and authority to operate. To qualify us, to prove, to show that we are truly sons of God. He said, if you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. That's why he said. You already have the thing. It's a principle. It's laying there. When God told Abraham he was the father of the nation, he already was. It took 25 years later for Abraham to step into that channel, but he was already your father. You see, God made that sacrifice to help Abraham when he cut the bullock in through into to make a covenant with Abraham. It was not for God. It was to help Abraham's faith, to assure Abraham that what God was saying, he really meant it. That was to help Abraham. So when the word comes forth, it's to help us. We already are, not going to be. We already are. We already have the authority. Your position is already there. But God is trying to help us to step into the position to get the result. If you don't step into the position, you will never get result. The result is already there. But you need to step into your position. You have a position as a son of God and a daughter of God. I have a position as a son of God. But the position has power, has authority. But in order to operate this authority and benefit, you need to step into the position. That's spiritual law. That's how the thing works. God will only work, the prophet says, as you follow his laws. Spiritual laws and instructions. The right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass. Just think about it. Just having the right mind. A quick testimony. I read this somewhere. A sister had some issue of sickness or something. She went to church. She went to some assembly. You know how the prophet talk about church order? Come. You be, you know, half an hour. Just show reverence. This family that went to that service and people were doing whatever. And they just, you know, the sister just, I'm just paraphrasing the testimony, just was reverent, you know, obey what the prophet said, just, you know, did the right thing. Just by doing that alone, the angel of the Lord saw that and healed the woman. She didn't even pray. She didn't do nothing. She just obeyed the word of God. Just being quiet, coming, humble herself, coming with the right mental attitude towards the house of God. In the house of the Lord, while everybody else is doing their thing. She obeyed it. The angel of the Lord saw that. That she was obeying the word. And based on that, what she did, she got healed. She didn't even pray for healing. She just obeyed. Just, you know, we come to church normally. You just come quietly. Just, you know, what the church order, you just sit down. The angel will heal a woman based on that. The things sometimes, we overlook simple things. But God is watching. God is looking at your heart. God is looking at your attitude. God is looking for faith. That's why when we come in, we have to come with the right mental attitude. We have to come in the right atmosphere. The prophet said the atmosphere alone will do it while even saying a prayer. He said if we come in the right atmosphere, create the right atmosphere, every sick person will be healed. I'm just paraphrasing. If a visitor comes in our mix, we won't even have to say nothing to them. Something will happen to them. It's a spiritual law. God is trying to get us to step into our position. It's so simple. You have a position, saints. I have a position. We didn't create this position. God did that before there was a speck of light. You had a position. That's why you can believe this message. Brother Branham says salvation is of the Lord from start to finish. It's got nothing to do with you and me. We're out of the picture altogether. We're fulfilling God's purpose. We're here for a purpose. We're here for a purpose. We need to start recognizing these things. You are a son of God. It's not just to make you feel good. It's the bloodline. We need to get a hold of the word. Take that word and apply it to your life. Try it. A fully surrendered man. This thing, I was thinking about it. It's omnipotent. Just think about it. A fully surrendered man. Anybody can be fully surrendered. You can do it. That's what the prophet's saying here. So if you fully surrender, you become omnipotent. If you're the only one in the church that enter service and be you fully surrender, you're the only one that will be omnipotent to God. That's God's law. If two people in the service become fully surrendered, only those two people will be omnipotent in the sight of God. That's the word of God. If the whole church becomes fully surrendered, the whole church becomes omnipotent in the sight of God. Once you step into that power, then you see God is supernatural. The prophet said, I quoted that. And where God is, the supernatural is. But we need to step upon grounds, come upon grounds. And then the miraculous will take place. It's that simple. We don't have to do nothing super special. Just simple. Just surrender. That's all. This is the house of God. The angel of the Lord is here. He's watching us when we come, what we do. He's looking at your heart. He's looking for that faith. He wants to meet you. He wants to minister. He knows what you need. He knows what you go through the week. He knows what you're crying about. He wants to meet that need. But the thing is, we're not letting him, because we fail to step into the channel. God will only work when we get in the channel. He says God obeys his own laws. God wants to heal you, but you got to be in position for your healing. Amen. The message is so simple. The first place I believe we need to start is to start considering our position. Not what man has said about you, not what you think about you, but what God, the position God has given you. What the position you have, God himself gave it to you. All you need to do is recognize it and step into it. That's all it is. But we are believers, saints. We're believers, but we need to learn to step into our position. You are a supernatural man. You are a supernatural woman. We need to change our focus. We need to start looking at ourselves the way God actually sees us. Because a lot of times we look at ourselves wrongly. And that hinders us from receiving our blessings. Just by focusing on the wrong thing. You see how the devil works? It's simple. When Satan came to Eve, he just added one word. Thou shalt not. Just one word. He quoted the same thing God told Eve, but he just added one word. And that threw the whole human race out of cater. Just one word. She believed one wrong word. The thing is simple. Let us not complicate it. Let us not go overboard. We a lot of times we look as the message, we see the supernatural, so we look in the air for big things. The thing is right before us. It's right in your bosom. We're looking for God out there. God is right in your bosom. He's right next door to you. Your theophany is standing right next to you right now. It's so simple. Supernatural is right here now. But for that supernatural to affect us, we got to step in. It's that simple. When that woman believed, she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment. Just simple. She didn't even bother Jesus. She just beeline for his. She just touched his garment, just the hem, spiritual principle. And that touching, that connection drew virtues out of Jesus. Simple. She just thought, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, that's it. Just simple. She didn't go to the priest. The priest didn't tell the disciples that Jesus didn't tell her that. She just recognized and she just went. Just simple. The way up, Brother Branham said, is down. We want to go up. We're looking up. We're trying to go up. The way it's down is right before you there. You just step into it and you'll be up. This is the message of Malachi 4. Hope it was a blessing to you. Hope it encouraged you. Hope it opened your eyes a little more. We must think on these things, the scripture says. Think on these things. It's so simple. The kingdom of God is simple. Very simple that even a little baby can comprehend it.
Amen. Let us bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your word. Help us, Lord, to recognize who we are. The prophet said a fully surrendered man is omnipotent, Lord. Help us to change our thinking, the way we look at things, Lord. A lot of times we overlook ourselves. We focus on the wrong thing, oh God. We look for big things. Your prophet said the way up is down, Lord. What we're looking for is right before us. You're right here with us. You're just trying to get us, Lord, to recognize our position and just step into it. It's that simple. Help us, Lord. Help us to focus on the word, to just take you at your word. Just believe, Lord. Just only believe. Give us grace, oh Lord. May the Spirit of God, we pray, takes these words, these simple words that came forth this morning, and open our eyes to them, Lord, to quicken into our hearts, to get us to fully realize these things, so that we can benefit from what we have. We already have. You've already given us everything. But we need to know how to access these things, Lord. Give us grace, Lord. May you give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit. As we go through this day, this week, may we see ourselves as sons and daughters of God. May we see the way you see us, oh God. May we realize these things. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our humble prayer this morning. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. When the music fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply come, oh, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that'll bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the utter worship. It's all about you. God bless you, brother.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, thing I made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord for the message. And it's just amazing how I look at it like, you know, God is obviously a creator. Look at all nature represents God. But if you look at humans, look at what we've done on this world. We've mastered it. The land, the sea, the earth, with the skyscrapers, with the jets, with the cars, with everything. And what's funny is I feel like this world has kind of structured us in a way to just have us always think like we have to be in control. And it's really not the case. And what's funny is obviously you folks know I'm in technology, and I kind of see the trends in technology drastically changing. And really, I feel like the best way anybody can be a creator is in tech. And so the driverless cars are coming. Everybody knows it. Who's going to be able to relinquish control to a driverless car? Right. We've got it governed in our heads that we have to feel like we need to be in control. But it's just kind of interesting, right? So I even feel like that dimension is starting to really represent what God is doing. And it's just amazing to me. So think about that, saints. Let's sing this song, My God is Awesome, as you're dismissed. Hallelujah. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. heals me when I'm broken, strength when I've been weak, and forever He will reign. My God is awesome. He is awesome. Yes, He is awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. He is awesome. He is awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by His stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. He is awesome. He's mighty awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength when I've been weakened. Forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Yes, He is awesome. He's mighty awesome. Awesome. He's great. He's great. He's great. He's great. He is awesome. Awesome. Deliverer, 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 He is awesome. Awesome. My God is awesome. Giver of the whole world, give salvation, by His stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. My God is awesome. Yes, He is awesome. He's mighty awesome. Awesome. Amen. Praise His name. You are awesome, Lord. We give You praises. Hallelujah. Let's have Brother Mark Gibbs come forward and just close the service with prayer, and we'll sing one last song. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise His name.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your word, Lord. Lord, in Your word, You said, "The works that I do shall You do also." Lord, we believe that, Lord Jesus. And we love You, Lord, so much. We believe every part of Your word, Lord. Help us to step into that, Lord Jesus. We surrender all to You, Lord. Heavenly Father, just guide each and every one as they make their own way home. And may You be in our midst, in our fellowship, Lord, as church is not a building, Lord, but we are the church, Lord, and we carry Your word with us. And may our every day be church during this week, we pray, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to bring the lost in, and to reach the sick and dying, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, these are the days of Elijah, declaring the world of the Lord. And these are the days of Your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee. For out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in the world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice in the year of Jubilee. For out of Zion's hill salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice in the year of Jubilee. For out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice in the year of Jubilee. For out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice in the year of Jubilee. For out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Amen. Take that song with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun.